I didn't know. See, she didn't sound like a sister. She sounded like a white woman.
I'm totally confused.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to know if anybody asked that guy if he was the biological brother of Jimi Hendrix. He might just be thinking he's the brother of Jimi Hendrix, like we're all God's children or something.
No, I think
he's really the brother.
He's really the brother. We did a limited amount of research on that.
Okay.
I mean, on that
Rob,
theory,
read, Rob read an article about it. So that's our research on that. So, hey, you want Jimi Hendrix's brother? Yeah, let's have Joe talk to him.
It's our detailed research department.
Thank you. Okay, one more call on this, and then we're going to go to the cell phone game. So you folks should start going to the mall right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, there's two questions Joe forgot to ask him. One, about the untimely death of James Garner. And the second being how he feels about being the new host of ABC7's News.
That's Leon Harris.
No, oh,
not Hendrix.
Joe.
And then, of course, and now your answer, sir, is never mind.
Okay, goodbye. Eject.
Thank you, Miss Latella.
Eject right now.
What's all this talk about Leon Hendrix?
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Leon Hendrix. Now let's give away a trip to Las Vegas, huh?
Very good.
All we're going to tell you is that you got to have a cell phone. You got to call us on your cell phone, and you got to be in a mall. It'll help if you're in, like, a food court.
All right.
Or if you're in an area where the kids meet in the wintertime to get together with Santa Claus. Right.
Very good.
That's all we'll tell you right now.
Where there are people gathered, and who doesn't like a mall?
877-365-3636. That's the phone number as we give away a trip a day to Las Vegas. What is this? Hello? Is this about Leon Hendrix again? Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there.
I want to tell you, Leon don't bake that bread unless he gets that dough.
Right on. Two snaps up for you.
Thanks so much for that.
Did you follow that, Rob?
Not a word.
That's either. A fine tip in.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm glad you're chuckling to yourself.
Okay.
Bye. I always like the calls when they do that to us, and then you hear at the very end.
What do you think, maybe? Oh, hold on, Joe. Did you get it?
Yeah, that's the Leon from the Budweiser commercials. Remember
Joe.
The last football season? Very timely.
Yes, I think that's important to point out. Last football season.
Oh, you mean like with Joe Buck? I'm here with the fabulous Leon.
Right.
Leon talking in third person all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But what does that say about that? Joe got that.
Yeah.
Joe's sitting in the back room.
I think that indicates when the snowflakes fall on Joe's lawn.
That's what's weird about that is I saw all those commercials and they never mentioned that that was Jimi Hendrix's brother.
Now I can understand it.
Okay,
now I'm confused. Everything's been tied together.
Is everybody okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
Okay.
Shut up.
No.
I told you, Rosie, seriously, today, shut up.
No.
Shut.
No.
Well, hey.
No.
Don't backtalk me.
Our dad is dead.
Yeah, so what?
There you are.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Open your eyeballs and you can see that he's a little bit of a jerk.
I don't think so. You open your big fat eyeball.
You're a hippopotamus.
I am a hippopotamus.
You're weird.
I am not.
Can we have a sister's party to run up and wash my toilet seat?
Shut up.
I want to see you.
Jesus, that's the one that even I think is the one that would drive me.
That was loud.
It's labeled "Good to see you."
I want to see you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Get your ass out to the mall with the cell phone. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. In the year 33 A.D.
The Messiah! He's gone!
Where did he go?
Hang on!
Man, you crazy, Jesus! You crazy!
That's what my ex-wife said.
Oh, the son of God! You sure are a son of a... Whoa!
Chris Tucker and Jim Caviezel? Is that it? The guy from the first one? Passion of the Christ 2. Crucify this. You know how to use one of these?
You know how to use one of these?
This July, let he who is without sin kick the first ass.
and that's all we need. More Mel Gibson Jesus mumbo jumbo.
Well, not if I have anything to say about it. I am going to make sure this never sees the light of day.
Peter, are you crazy? Stealing Mel Gibson's towels, bathrobes, and Nazi paraphernalia is one thing, but this is a multi-million-dollar film, and he's a very powerful man. He could have us arrested or killed.
It's worth the risk, Lois. To save the world another 2 hours of torture. We gotta get rid of this thing for the sake of Jesus and Snoopy and all the other beloved children's characters. Let's go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi. Is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building. Great.
Right.
Much music.
Here with a lovely radio bouquet for ye, Don and Mike.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
Hi there. Great Todd Rundgren right here, and our website, almost as good as Todd Rundgren, as his website. Is there a Todd? I bet there is Todd Rundgren.
I mean, the website is better than Todd Rundgren himself, or if Todd Rundgren had a website.
All of those.
Yes, to all the answers.
Our website is better than Todd Rundgren.
Yes to all the questions.
Better than his body of recorded music, and certainly better than his website. I mean,
do you think the DonandMikeWebsite.com is better than Hello, It's Me?
Is he selling Ron Mexico shirts?
No, he's not.
There you go.
Thank you.
What's going to answer?
And he's not selling Mother's Day 90s either.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And very soon, because who's the biggest whores in the world?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Coffee mugs.
But
wow.
Really good coffee. As opposed to really crappy coffee mugs.
I've seen them.
Yeah. Buzz, did you find anything on Todd Rundgren?
I did.
And?
Yeah, he has a website.
Is it better than ours?
He has some animation.
That's funny.
Okay.
I like that.
Thank you, Buzz. Yeah. Let's get to people who want to win today's trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. Tell you how we'll play this game in a second. Let's get at least one contestant on. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hi there. Who's this?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Where are you from?
I'm from Pasadena.
Pasadena, Maryland or California?
Maryland.
Okay.
Hi, Rebecca.
Are you in a mall right now?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, are you in the mall by yourself?
Yes.
This is important.
Will I blow it if I say what mall?
I'm at a Arundel Mills.
Okay, it's fine to say that, Mike.
It's a good thing, because like she said it.
She said it. But, no, it's okay. Here's what you got to do right now. This is called the Good Samaritan game.
Oh.
Okay.
Right now, you got to go through the mall and find somebody with a cell phone. We want to hear you do this. You got to go up to them. Now, this is why it's important you're there by yourself.
Okay.
You got to walk up to somebody and explain your situation so we can hear you. Say, hi, my name is
Rebecca.
And I need you to call the Don and Mike Show right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you can get someone to call and they can get through, uh-huh, then you're going to win a trip to Las Vegas.
All right. Very
okay.
Good.
It's the Good Samaritan game. We're going to give you, we said we give her
a cell phone.
We give her 2 minutes on the clock?
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I go now?
Yeah, go
okay.
Now. Go right. Find someone
absolutely.
Right now. Go find
okay.
Someone.
And then the way we confirm this, of course, is when we get the call from the other person, we have them put Rebecca on the phone.
Right now, hold on.
Show.
We're listening to her call.
Yeah. Already
and
started.
I'm on the phone with them. And if I can get you to call them, I want a trip to Las Vegas.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Can you do that for me?
Oh, listen, you better have her call 800-636-1067.
1-800-636-1067. Oh, you're on the phone with them? Look, I got somebody right here that's on the other line, on hold with you guys.
So a good
hold
Samaritan on. Has actually oh. Shown up
what's
for this
name?
Woman.
Hold on.
His name is Ben.
No, it's
his
another
name
contestant.
Is, his name is Ben. Hold on a second. Hold
sorry,
on.
Sorry.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
Ben?
Yes.
Ben, are you standing next to Rebecca?
Yes, I am.
You're at the same mall?
I am.
Well, now, what are the odds of this happening?
That's incredible. Ben, were you going to play the game, too?
Yeah, I was.
Uh-huh. I got another girl here that's going to call, though.
Well, that's
she
the only way
ringing.
It can work.
She said it's ringing right now.
Yeah, okay. Ben right, it can't
on.
Work with you
is
just calling in.
Is it 1-800
or 1-866?
1-800.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if this is her. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yes, go ahead.
That's Ben you got on the phone.
Yeah, okay. Hold on a second there, Ben.
All right, we
got
to lose Ben again. It doesn't count with Ben.
Right, of course.
Hello.
My name's Jennifer.
Hold on, I got a lady. Hello, lady?
Lady.
Lady Guy? No, I'm sorry. Hello. Don and Mike Show, looking for Rebecca's friend.
No.
No, not Rebecca's friend.
Sorry about that.
Hello, Don and Mike, looking for Rebecca's friend.
Oh, they got, somebody's got her.
Who got her? Hello?
I think Joe's got her. Does Joe have her on the phone?
Is Joe answering the phones, too?
Hold on, yes. I do have a line on hold. This might be within the two-minute mark.
Did they put you on hold?
Hello?
Stay on hold.
Hello?
Say hello.
Hello?
Hello? Lady?
Yes?
You're on the radio. You know that, right?
Oh, okay.
Are you in Arundel Mills Mall standing next to Rebecca?
Yes, that's me.
Now, Rebecca,
hold on.
You got to pipe down while we're doing this.
I'm sorry. I didn't introduce myself to her.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good Samaritan, what is your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Oh, that's the two-minute mark. She did it. So can you tell us what this other lady asked you to do?
She asked me if I had a cell phone, and then she asked me to call the Don and Mike Show, because if I called, she would win a trip to Las Vegas.
That's the winner. The
winner.
We have a winner.
We have a winner. She's a good Samaritan.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Oh, my God.
And what are the odds of that? What about that other poor schmuck, Ben, who was at the same mall?
He's still standing here next to me, too.
And I guess Ben was trying to play the game. You didn't pick up Ben's line first.
No.
So Ben sprinted over to where Rebecca was.
Right.
Somehow in one mall. But you don't know Ben, do you, Rebecca?
No, I have no idea who he is.
No, wow. I have to ask you, good Samaritan lady on the phone, have you ever met this Rebecca lady before?
No, I've never seen her before.
What part of the mall are you kids in?
In the food court.
We're in the food court.
Oh, you're in the food court. Fantastic.
Okay, well, here is the deal. Rebecca, congratulations. Enjoy your vacation to Las Vegas.
Try the cheese fry.
Courtesy of Independence Air, FlyEye.com. Wow.
Thanks, guys.
And are you a good Samaritan?
Oh, do I get a box of pencils?
A box of pencils.
That
would be a fine prize.
Actually, would you like tickets to see Louis Black at the Warner Theater?
Oh, I would love that.
Good Samaritan, there you go. Louis Black live at the Warner Theater, June 17th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster.com. Hold on there, Good Samaritan.
Okay.
And Rebecca, way to go. Way to nail that contest.
Thank you.
Way to nail that.
Very good.
All right, let's try
Thank
it with
you
one
very
more.
Much.
Hold on a second.
You going to try with one more person?
You know, I'm pretty sure that we can give away more than one trip a day.
Let's find out.
Hello.
Hey, they're not going to be mad if we give away... How many do we have scheduled? 40 trips?
Trip a day for
I don't think they'll be mad.
Okay, good.
Very good.
All right, thanks. Bye. Let's try it with one more person.
Good.
Let's see. Who is...
They might not win.
Yes.